Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And what are you supposed to do when you catch your significant other cheating on you?
Oh, cry and then scream.
Throw stuff.
Wait till they leave for work, then dump out their bottle of shampoo and replace it all with Nair.
Oh, wow.
That's genius.
More diabolical than my crying.
Yeah. I mean, but what if they look better bald?
No.
It's too risky.
Yeah.
The only safe way to get revenge is to call a dumb radio show and tell your story on the air in a segment we call Busted, where our listeners share stories about how they caught their scumbag exes being unfaithful. We have some listeners on the phone ready to share their own stories of betrayal. So let's start. Kristen, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so last year, my ex-boyfriend and I were obviously Zooming a lot, like everyone else was doing.
Sure.
And one day we were getting off Zoom, and I just dimmed my screen because he usually exits out of it, and I guess he didn't this time.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, I heard a girl's voice go, "Is the coast clear?" And so I opened my laptop fully so I can see it, and there's a woman in his room. And that's how I found out he was cheating on me.
Shut up!
No!
Where was she hiding?
Literally in his closet.
Oh, my God. He needed, like, one of those fake Zoom backgrounds where it looks like he's in Maui.
Seriously.
I'm on a beach, I swear.
Yeah. part of the background.
Let's move on to Fiona. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, well, my boyfriend and I used to go on these vacations. We would just, like, go on Airbnb.
What is a vacation? I don't remember.
I think she said staycation. Did you say vacation or staycation?
Yeah. No, staycation, but
stay. Okay.
Yeah.
I know what those are.
So I found this really cute place in an area that, like, both me and my boyfriend really like.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously you look through reviews and stuff like that, and one review caught my attention where it was just like, oh my gosh, I had the best hookup of my life.
Best hookup of my life. Wow.
Yeah, right? I was like, okay, this is going to be a very romantic vacation.
Yeah.
And then I see the person's name and a photo, and it was my boyfriend.
Oh. Did you guys go there? Are you sure you just didn't forget about that one staycation?
Oh, 100%. But also, not only that, this wasn't like from years ago. This was like the weekend before when he had said he was on a work trip.
Man.
So you keep calling him boyfriend.
Idiot.
He's ex-boyfriend now, right?
Why would he leave a review?
But I mean, at least I know it's like, it's a great place to go. So as I sign back up on Hinge and Match and the whole whatever, I'll keep the place in mind.
You need to go there still. It's a mission.
All the reviews are just going to be her and her ex-boyfriend competing with who had the most romantic weekend.
It was even more romantic than the last review.
And you know how Airbnb, they always name their places. That's probably like Cheater's Getaway.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for sharing, Fiona. Let's hear from Henry. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay. This is a strange story.
Okay.
We're ready.
You're laughing, which is good. We've had some closure, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. So I was dating this girl. We were living together, and her cousin came to visit.
Okay.
And he was a guy, and, you know.
I hope this is not going where I think it's going.
I know, me too.
No. So one day, I was in the shower, and we had a two-bedroom, two-bath place. And I looked around, and there was no shampoo. The shampoo thing was gone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I yelled out to her, you know, "Hey, I need some shampoo." And
it's a very good reenactment, Henry.
I feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
It was a dramatization, if you're listening.
Yeah.
So what happened?
And she never responded, and I got really pissed off.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed a towel and got out of the shower. And she wasn't in our bedroom, so I went to the other bedroom, thinking maybe there's some in that bathroom. And there she is, on top of her cousin.
What?
Oh, that's exactly what I thought.
What?
Oh.
It was a cousin hookup?
Oh, my gosh.
Where's this happening, in Louisiana? What's going on?
And it turns out she wasn't even his cousin.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, okay.
That's the only good news of this entire story.
Yeah.
That was the excuse, is that's my cousin visiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was it?
It was a guy she was screwing.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And she just lied and said she was a cousin? Oh.
Wow, that's
risky.
Yeah. So needless to say, we're not together anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. I would only get one bedroom apartments from now on too, so no one can stay with you.
Did you ever get your shampoo?
I don't remember that.
Okay. Not important.
Yeah. We'll call back later because I want the end of that
story.
Yeah,
we need closure on
that. Like all three of them were naked.
Yeah. Hit us up on our text board at 78592 if you have a funny story about how you caught your ex being unfaithful, and maybe you could be on the next edition of Busted. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.